Which seems silly to most people because they think of a graphic novel as simply a comic book, and when they think comic books, they think about guys in tights running around beating each other up. And so most people are very dismissive of comics because of that, so you're working uphill against that. I think the best course of action is to just make sure we get as many graphic novels and trade paperbacks as possible into bookstores across the country and make sure they're kind of placed correctly. If you go into an average bookstore, most of them kind of tend to put their trade paperbacks in the humor section, which is always very bizarre when you come across a copy of Watchmen in the humor section, because there's nothing really humorous about the Watchmen. There should kind of be a section for trade paperbacks and graphic novels, but most bookstores, particularly the ones that are mall chains, don't really have the space or the inclination, because most people that want to read comics buy them in comic book stores and specialty outlets, and very few bookstores, with the exception of the Virgin Megastore and the Virgin Bookstores, make room for graphic novels. I think maybe Barnes & Noble as well does it. But very few people kind of make space for graphic novels and trade paperbacks because they feel it won't sell. There are specialty stores for that alone. So, but that's what you kind of need to do, is break through the mainstream if you really want to capture the mainstream audience. I'm not a real big believer that comics need to break through to the mainstream. I think you're working against a prejudice that is far too large, and I think we should kind of work with the market that's out there for comic books. There's a lot of people reading comic books that I think are kind of feel left by the wayside because the industry is always talking about bringing in young readers and bringing in new readers and breaking through the mainstream. And it's kind of a slap in the face to the longtime reader who's like, hey, I'm here now. How about catering to me? Uh-huh. So I'm not one of those people that is real heavy and strong on bringing in brand new readers. I mean, it's always going to be a rarefied market as far as I'm concerned, particularly with kids. People seem to want to get kids back into the comic book marketplace, and I don't think they're going to come. I think they'd rather watch TV, they'd rather rent a movie, they'd rather go on the Internet, play video games. There are far too many distractions for kids these days. I think the readers that make up the comic book marketplace, you tend to find late in high school, early in college, and you keep them usually until they're in their 50s or above that. Comic book readers are now coming later in life, not earlier in life.
They're probably like wanting to jump back and see what they've missed.
That too. And also, I mean, your audience is particularly a sci-fi audience. I mean,
sure.
These are people that enjoy science fiction.
We got to take a break right now. My guest, Kevin Smith. Thank you, Robin, for your phone call. Bye-bye. And 1-866-SYSTEM-0 is the number to call. Kevin Smith is on tonight to talk about his projects, The Green Arrow, namely one of them for DC Comics, and comic books in general. Also, his movie projects, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, due in theaters at the end of August. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero, 1-866-SYSTEM-0. We'll be right back with more Kevin Smith right after this.
Business as usual in the apocalypse. Ground Zero with Clyde Moon.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
Skintimate or not? Skintimate or not? Skintimate or still hurting those legs with your razor and soap? Hey, there's Skintimate Shade Gel and new lavender and glistening hair. Two great fragrances with plenty of moisturizers to protect those legs. So, Skintimate Lavender or glistening hair? Skintimate Lavender? Come on, get Skintimate with your legs.
Commercials are more believable when real customers give a testimonial. So on the line with me is Karen Ellis, a Geico auto insurance customer. Karen, give us a testimonial.
Well, of all the campaigns I've tried, I think the ones in Jenny Serum are the best. They're just good.
There, a testimonial from a real live Geico customer who could save 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Simpleton!
It's Simpson, sir.
Here's your spring bonus.
A bonus, huh? Great. Sir, this is a coupon.
A GM Goodwill Service Plus coupon.
And my bonus?
The Plus is the bonus, Simpleton. It means Quick Lube Plus oil changes are only $19.95 or less.
Oh, but, sir, this coupon is free.
Right. Bonuses for everyone.
Get your free coupons at save.gmgoodrents.com. Coupon must be presented at time of purchase. Special prices and soon taxes extra. See dealer for details.
As the years add up, nobody can deny it's important to get basic nutritional support by taking your Centrum multivitamin daily. Then build on it. Do more to keep your heart healthy. Take Centrum Focused Formula for Heart along with your multivitamin. It's been clinically tested and shown to help maintain heart health. For more jolly good years, take Centrum. Then add Focused Formula for Heart daily. Building better health. It's as easy as Centrum.
Hey, hello, the future.
Yes, do you still use money?
No, sir, we use Blue.
Blue, meaning?
Blue, the credit card from American Express, sir. There's no annual fee, and you can download your statements right into Quicken or Microsoft Money. It's ubiquitous here.
Ubiquitous?
Yes, sir.
Ubiquitous meaning?
Omnipresent, sir.
Right. Omnipresent meaning?
Everywhere, universal, everybody has one.
Everybody, meaning everybody.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah, I thought so.
Blue from American Express. Call 1-800-600-BLUE. Terms and conditions apply.
You know I would, but I sprained my finger playing video games.
The way my ears swell up really big.
My hair might catch on fire.
I don't want grass stains on my teeth.
I think I hear my Uncle Ed calling.
Oh, but I just did my nails.
No matter how lame you think your excuses are, they're not as stupid as smoking weed. When someone offers you a joint, it's okay to pass. No matter how you say it.
No, it's not my thing.
Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Okay, you have a choice. On the one hand, you have an SUV. On the other, the revolutionary Audi Allroad. We asked Dave Riley, Vice President and General Manager of Mount Hood Meadows, to put the Allroad through its paces.
I put it through the test yesterday. I had a business meeting down in Hood River. The roads were just pure ice. Well, I did not need the clearance of an off-road vehicle. Being low to the ground was actually an advantage. But when I got up to the mountain later in the day for some other business, you know, I hit some deep snow. Up to my office, there were 2-foot drifts. You hit the button, you plow right through them, no problem. In an SUV, you're riding up high. You're kind of lumbering along. You don't have the power. You don't have the cornering. Let's face it, when you're up high, you may be more confident, but it is a bit of a rollover hazard. In the Allroad, the performance is incredible. The handling, the steering, the acceleration, it's just a lot of fun to drive. Everyone ought to be driving an Allroad.
The Audi Allroad. Only at Sunset Imports in Beaverton.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. My guest is Kevin Smith. Tonight, talking about his movie projects that he's involved with, and also the comic book, The Green Arrow, which, of course, he's writing for DC Comics at the moment, talking about comic books and all sorts of things. Kevin is involved with a lot of things out there. Let's go to another call right now at 1-866-System-0, 1-866-797-8360. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Quick comment about the previous caller. When I was a little kid, growing up in a little town in Montana, we had graphic novels in our library.
That's tremendous.
And I remember specifically like A Tale of Two Cities, and it just really made it very accessible to me, and it was a great memory.
Were those the classics illustrated?
Yeah, they were black and white.
Right.
And, you know, they did some of the typical stuff, you know, to target the big kids like Frankenstein and that sort of thing, but... Tale of Two Cities, that really stuck out in my memory as just something really powerful.
Right.
Not something I normally would have read. I've been reading the Green Arrow series, very much enjoying it. I enjoy the intelligence you bring to it. I was wondering, when you write a comic, how is that done? Do you actually present them with a total synopsis of the plot and then they handle it from there, or do you actually write it out frame by frame?
Initially, what I did for Green Arrow was write an outline, basically what the story arc was going to be about, and broke it down issue by issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then they approve or approve or don't approve that storyline, and thankfully they approved it. And then you get to work on the scripts. And when I write the scripts, I basically write screenplay format, but break it down by page and panel. So there's page one, let's say there's four panels on it, five panels. Usually in my case, there's 19 panels with too many words on it. I break that down panel by panel, describe what's going on in the panel, and write all the dialogue or the text for it. And then the artist takes over and basically fleshes it all out. And the letter, which on my books is a very important job, comes in afterwards and places the word balloons, usually all over the great-looking art because, like I said, far too many words in the books I write, so the balloons tend to be very large. But that's usually how the process breaks down for me.
Now, besides bringing somebody back from the dead, which you're doing here,
mm-hmm.
how is the approach different from Daredevil doing Green Arrow?
I think just tonally it's two different stories, really. There's a certain levity to Green Arrow that wasn't there, at least for me, for Daredevil. Daredevil was a kind of darker story, whereas Green Arrow definitely has its moments in of darkness or what have you. But at a certain point, because the character, at least as we're bringing him back, is kind of stuck in a specific age in the history of that character in its books. He's stuck in the quote-unquote Silver Age. There's a certain levity to it because he's a fish out of water, and you get him
right.
Speaking anachronistically, and kind of looking at the world from an older perspective, from a simpler time when superheroics weren't as heavy as they tend to be now in comics. So there's a certain levity to it that we didn't really have to play around with in Daredevil.
Right, right. One quick last question. Is there an exact definition to, and who came up with this, I guess, too, I assume Jason, but snooch to the nooch?
Snooch to the nooch. I mean, the word snooch or snoogans or snoochie boochies, all of those, kind of derive from Jason Mewes. He used to say things like, he would make a joke and then follow it up with a disclaimer of sorts. Like he would say something to the effect of, "You're gay," and then he'd say, "Nah," and then "Nah" meant I'm just kidding.
Right.
And then it grew from the "Nah" to like, "You're gay, snooch. You're gay, snoogans. You're gay, snooch to the nooch. You're gay, snoochie boochie."
Okay.
And it was weird watching language grow, and
mm-hmm.
eventually it went to very far out there lengths where it was snooch became snoogans, bong, and like almost a longer disclaimer than the original thought itself. So it was something that I just incorporated into the character, since Jay Mewes is definitely the character basis for Jay the character.
Right. Thanks a lot. I'm really looking forward to the movie.
Thanks, Rusty. Man. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And that frees up a line at 1-866-797-8360. That's 1-866-797-8360. If you want to talk with Kevin Smith tonight, we're talking about a lot of things. Of course, Kevin has a lot of things to talk about. His new movie, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and the new comic book, The Green Arrow. All coming up. Stay with us. Ground Zero in just a bit. Keep it here.
This is love. This is the future. Ground Zero.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
The weather is getting a whole lot nicer, and while the cold of winter is behind us, the strain on our energy resources isn't. In fact, our dry winter will make the energy problems during the heat of summer even greater. One way to put your family and home in a more comfortable position is to replace outdated or inefficient windows. And LDL Windows, the leader in custom windows, can help find the solution that meets your needs. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, inefficient windows can make your air conditioner work 2 to 3 times harder. By replacing with a customized LDL window complete with lifetime guarantee, you'll make an investment that you'll get back time and time again through your energy bills, especially during months of extreme weather. Lock out the heat and make your family more comfortable this summer. Call LBL Windows at 503-667-8979 and ask for the LBL dealer nearest you, or visit their website at lblwindows.com. LBL Windows, custom windows for your home.
LBL Windows is an approved Energy Star partner.
I'm Charlie Maxton. A candidate for governor makes it official. The story after CBS News.
News Radio 750 KXL. Portland, Vancouver, Salem.
It's 7 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Tire tread was cut on 50,000 Ford Explorers even before those SUVs left the assembly line. Ford has ordered a recall.
Nobody likes recalls, but the worst thing, I mean, the absolute worst thing is trying to hide something, and the most important thing is handling them quickly, promptly.
David Cole is with the Center for Auto Research. He says Ford is doing the right thing with the recall. Apparently, the assembly line in Louisville was too tight, and right side tires were damaged at the factory. So far, no accidents or injuries reported from this by owners of model year 2002 Explorers. It was a busy day for Toronto Raptors star Vince Carter. He had left college early, completed his degree in African American studies by taking correspondence courses. This morning, Carter went to graduation at the University of North Carolina. This evening, after taking a private jet to Philadelphia, Vince Carter just missed a game-winning shot in the NBA playoffs.
The fact of the matter is I was here, I played in the game, had the opportunity to put us in a new light. Round three, fell a little short.
Athletically, yes. Academically, he was right there. Secretary of State Colin Powell to offer diplomatic lifelines to Israelis and Palestinians. The New York Times says Powell will elaborate on this tomorrow. The U.S. has been under public pressure from Arab allies and from allies in Europe to be more active in the Middle East situation. Water splashed out of swimming pools, dishes broke, and 16 people were hurt. It's not the way an Alaskan cruise is supposed to wind up. But KIRO's Tim Hake says there was trouble this weekend when that huge cruise ship was coming back to Seattle.
The operators of the Norwegian Sky say the autopilot suddenly disengaged, causing the rudders to swing, sending the ship into a sharp turn. Some passengers feared the worst, but Don Graham of Portland kept his cool.
We saw some people with life jackets looking for a place to jump. But
what were you thinking of doing?
Well, I was thinking we were in serious trouble, but I wasn't ready to get wet yet.
Some say the uncontrolled turn was so hard they couldn't walk or even stand. A few passengers have broken bones. One child was hurt when a video game toppled onto him in the ship's arcade. Tim Hake for CBS News, Seattle.
The best big screen effort at the Cannes Film Fest, actress Liv Ullmann gave out the Golden Palm.
The Palmador goes to the Nanni Moretti for...
Nanni Moretti won for The Sun's Room. It's about a family whose members lose a teenager in a freak diving accident. $42 million for an animated film, that's big box office, and that's what Shrek reportedly made in its debut weekend. If you're planning a summer vacation, be prepared to pay about $400 a day for time off in Hawaii, Washington, D.C., and Rhode Island. AAA says those spots are the most expensive this year. This is CBS News.
Sometime this summer, you're going to get a bug bite, poison ivy, prickly heat, or some other itch, and you're going to need fast relief. Maximum Strength Gold Bond Medicated Cream, the itch-fighting cream from the leader in itch relief. Unlike Cordate or Cortisone 10, Gold Bond Cream has two fast-acting itch relievers. Plus, Gold Bond Cream is steroid hydrocortisone-free. And Gold Bond Cream is so fast, it goes to work in the first minute. This summer, when you feel the itch, reach for Gold Bond Medicated Cream, fast itch relief. Use as directed.
Hi, my family needs some allergy medicine.
IL-3?
They've got, you know, itchy eyes, they're sneezing.
Yeah, we've got a whole shelf full of stuff.
And they've got this itchy cough.
Yeah, well, that's different. You're going to want Robitussin Allergy and Cough.
Is it new?
Brand new. Robitussin Allergy and Cough takes care of their allergy symptoms and their allergic coughs, so it's a more complete allergy medicine.
Well, that's what I want.
Well, that's what you'll get as soon as you get over to IL-3. New Robitussin Allergy and Cough from the brand recommended by doctors, pharmacists, and Dr. Mom. Use as directed.
News Radio 750 KXL, I'm Charlie Maxton. Add another candidate to the roster. Democrat Deb Stein wants to be Oregon's next governor. Stein made it official this afternoon. She credits her time as Multnomah County Chair with giving her valuable experience.
The county is the third largest government in the state, so I've been administering a billion-dollar budget and an organization with 5,000 employees for the last 8 years.
Stein stepped down as county chair on March 14th. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs are moving forward with plans to build a casino near the Columbia River Gorge. The tribes have bought 202 acres just east of Hood River. Before they can start building, the tribes need approval from Governor Kitzhaber, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Hood River County, and the Columbia River Gorge Commission. the casino plan is opposed by many Hood River residents. And the Beaverton School District is working toward creating an arts magnet school for students as young as 12 years old. The Arts and Communication Academy would be the first of its kind for Oregon's performing and visual arts students. It would stretch from middle school through college. 750 KXL traffic and weather together. We have a report of an injury accident. This is at 14th and Northeast Broadway. Got another one in the 8400 block of North Smith. Your 750 KXL forecast, clear sky tonight, getting down to 45 degrees. Sunny and warm on Monday with highs near 85 degrees. Clear on Monday night. Overnight low around 52. Your extended forecast, sunny and warm on Tuesday with a high near 90 degrees. Wednesday mostly clear, highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy on Thursday with highs near 75. And Friday through Sunday, morning clouds, otherwise partly sunny and highs around 70. Clear sky in Portland right now and 70 degrees. I'm Charlie Maxton, News Radio 750 KXL.
Exploring the paranormal and the unexplained. It's Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on News Radio 750 KXL.
Anyway, I'm talking comics and you bring up chicks and romance?
You dumb bastard.
Where the hell did that come from? What's going on here?
You gotta boil down to the essentials. Like you said, life ain't nothing but bitches and morning.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight are 1-866-SYSTEM-ZERO. That's 1-866-797-8360. Tonight, we're lining up the phone lines to talk with Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is the director, writer of great movies such as Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, and Dogma. You'll soon see Jay and Silent Bob return to the motion pictures, return to the movies, as Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back will be in theaters, I think it's August 24th. And I saw the previews to the movie, and I can hardly wait to see it. It's going to be really funny having Jay and Silent Bob back on. And also, Kevin has been talking on the program tonight about his writing the DC comic Green Arrow, the Green Arrow comic book that made its comeback, and very fascinating how this is all happening. And people interested on how he revived Oliver Queen, Sherwood Florist, and all of that with the Green Arrow books. It's already three into them, and a lot of people are saying that a really well-done job, selling well. And so tonight he's asking questions about, he's answering questions, actually, about comics. He's answering questions about some of the things that he's involved in right now, and we're glad to have him on the program. Welcome back, Kevin Smith.
Hey.
Kevin, one of the things I wanted to ask you is that, you know, you said that you were in retail, you were selling comics. You were, or you still are?
Still am.
Okay, so you're still doing comics, and you're still selling them. What is the difference? What do you find yourself doing? Because I've been in a comic book store before, and I've been behind the counter off and on. I've seen, you know, how people come in and they're like looking with wide eyes and everything. What exactly goes through your mind when you see somebody coming in? You can tell it's their first time in a comic book store.
Nothing, because I'm barely there.
You're barely there.
Now, there's a guy named Walt Flanagan, one of my dear friends, who runs the store, does all the ordering and whatnot, and he would be the guy to ask that question. I pop in to pick up my books on Wednesday, and sometimes I just go down to hang out with Walt, but I'm rarely behind the register. as much as I would like to be, because I always dug retail. I like the notion of people coming in and buying things.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like it even more now than that they come in and buy things from me when I make the money.
Right,
but,
right.
But I rarely get to actually do it. So if people like the stash, if anyone is listening and from the Red Bank area, I mean, that's largely Walt Flanagan's credit. He's the guy that orders the books, knows what to order, keeps the store well stocked.
I've got a guy right now on the line 4, as a matter of fact. Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
You calling from New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
What part?
South.
South Jersey?
Yeah.
What's
I just, well, to further plug the stash, I was just there like half a month ago.
Yeah, and, how was it?
Great store. I love the place.
Thank you. It's cool.
Yeah, you should have mentioned that people in the area, the props are great.
That's true. I mean, one of the things we did at the store when we moved locations about 2 years ago, we had the store at another street in town because I'd taken over the store from a former retailer in town. It was called Comicology then, and the guy sold me the store because he was moving to Taiwan. And we repainted it and called it Jay and Silent Bob Secret Stash. But we started getting so much out-of-state traffic, people coming to visit because they knew that we own the store as a VSQ store, that we felt bad they'd get there, and it was just the average comic book store. So we got a bigger location up on the main street in the town of Red Bank where it's located, and propped it out, put up all the props from the movies, and had Rat Faces, our production designer on the movies, come in and really do the store up nice. So it's kind of cool. I mean, it's definitely a well-stocked store, but it's also just a great place to come in and look around.
And if you want to see the old Comicology, there's the first scene, well, the deleted scenes in the Amy DVD.
That's true. Very good. Yeah, if you look at the Chasing Amy DVD or Laserdisc player, if you still remember those.
Parachute Pants, playback.
What's that?
I said back when Parachute Pants were popular.
Exactly, back during the days of Parachute Pants and A-Tracks. If you look at the deleted scenes, you can see what Comicology looked like. We shot like this cut scene in the beginning. It's supposed to be the first scene of the movie. We're holding them back here buying their comics, and the retailers are giving them a hard time about the content. That's what the store looked like at the time. Not our store, that's the one we took over. And now, and if you check out the new movie on August 24th, we shot a scene at the new store, and it's now Brody's comic book store in the movie.
So,
the character from Mallrats.
Yeah, so that was one of my questions, is like Mallrats was it was the first Kevin Smith movie I saw, and I loved it. And, well, you know, I mean, it's hard not to love, so...
Oh, there's a lot of people who don't love that movie.
That is beyond me. But anyway, so, because Mallrats, how it flopped so bad, are you having any hesitation when you put those characters in?
No, not at all. I mean, I am kind of a suspicious person, but the notion of including Brody in a flick, I never had a second thought about it. It was,
great
to bring that character back. Just Jason Lee's such an awesome actor, and he did such a great job in the movie. A lot of people think he's one of the only saving graces of that movie.
Yeah. So, how is it like to direct your wife and also your daughter, correct?
Directing the wife was kind of a delight because it's the only time I could boss her around. Directing the kid was a living nightmare because children aren't really great actors, particularly when they're not even 2 years of age. In the scene that she's in the movie, I don't want to give anything away, but she just didn't like the setting she was in, didn't like what she had to wear, didn't like what being a stroller on camera, and was quiet up until, you know, we said action, and boom, she'd start screaming. And it was pretty bad. There's another baby in the scene with her, and a very well-behaved kid, and my kid was screaming its head off. So it was a tough day that day. I didn't like it too much, but it cut really well. And watching the finished flick, you would never know that she was such a nightmare.
So about drawing flies.
Mm-hmm.
That's Amy, right?
That is no. So some people put that together. There's a scene in Drawing Flies, that movie that my friend Malcolm made.
Yeah.
Which Silent Bob, we shot it right after Mallrats, so I still have the black leather trench coat, and I'm there for a brief cameo, and I guess it's supposed to be Silent Bob, and there's a girl who's in the scene who's kind of commenting about me, and some people have made the leap and said, oh, that's the Amy thing. Not really, but But if people want to make that, draw that conclusion, hey, that's fine, as long as they buy the DVD.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you so much for calling all the way from Jersey tonight.
No problem.
Take care.
Later, Kevin.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's 1-866-797-8360. That's 1-866-797-8360. My guest is Kevin Smith tonight, answering questions about comic books, especially the comic book that he's involved with, Green Arrow. Also talking about his movies, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, and of course, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, coming to theaters August 24th. 1-866-System-0. We'll be back with more of Kevin Smith right after this.
Broadcasting from the land of the free and the home of the paranoid. Ground Zero.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
Commercials are more believable if you get to know real customers. So on the line with me is Michael Weisbrod, a Geico auto insurance customer. Michael, tell us about the real you.
Well, I'm 5'11", 170 pounds. My turn-ons are sunsets, honest people, walks on the beach, puppies, and low-cost car insurance.
It doesn't get any more real than that. To join sensitive people like Michael, call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could save 15% or more. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
I would keep you close to me.
There seems to be some disagreement about when summer actually begins. The calendar says June 21st. Tradition says Memorial Day. To resolve this dispute, pull that pitcher down from the cupboard and mix up some country time lemonade. Then take long and liberal sips of that good old-fashioned taste. You may find that in this dispute about summer, ice cubes have the last word.
There's gum, and then there's Dentine Ice Arctic Chill. Take your breath where it's never been before, with our coldest, breath-freshening flavor ever. For an encounter so intense, it just might leave him shivering for more. Dentine Ice Arctic Chill. Ice at its coldest. Dentine.
How long does your allergy medicine work? Does it only work 6 hours, like Tylenol allergy sinus? How great would it be if there was a non-prescription allergy medicine that worked all day? Well, there is. 12-hour pharmacist-recommended clortrimeton tablets. 12-hour clortrimeton lasts and lasts and lasts. Because the last thing you need is an allergy medicine that stops working halfway through the day. Get all-day relief with pharmacist-recommended clortrimeton. Use only as directed.
During the next 5 seconds, think about this. How do newborns learn? Hold on, smile for daddy.
Put
your hands. That's right, with their parents, mom and dad. Affection and games are important to nurture a baby's self-esteem. But did you know that his developing brain needs even more? Now, if we could hear this baby's brainwave, it might sound like this. On the other hand, the brainwave of a baby who is read to, sung to, and talked to in full sentences would sound more like this. Big difference, isn't it? Scientists have proven that a baby's brain develops better when you read, sing, and speak with complete sentences, especially during the first year of life. So talk to your baby at bath time, read before bedtime, maybe even sing while you're changing diapers. An early start. Now that's smart. A message from El Valor and the Corbett Tribute Foundation and the Ad Council.
I, Randy Fox, pledge allegiance to the roof, especially when I'm away on frequent business trips. So I use my Red Roof Inn Ready Card, because after about 10 stays, I get one night free. And as a result, I pledge that Red Roof Inn will be the only hotel I frequent.
Join the Red Roof Inn Ready Card Loyalty Program and find even more reasons to come back to the roof. You'll get faster reservations and express check-in, and there's no faster way to earn a free night stay. For reservations, call 800-RED-ROOF.
Free night after 10 nights based upon average pay rate of $50 per night.
Last Tuesday, I took 25 fifth graders to the rainforests of Brazil.
This week, I'm taking my ninth graders on a spacewalk to see how satellites work. As teachers, we're proud to lead and inspire. To make public schools great for every child, we need smaller classes and salaries to attract and keep quality teachers. To learn how you can help the National Education Association make public schools great, sign up for Campaign Excel today at NEA.org.
Now, more Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on News Radio 750 KXL.
Call 1-866-SYSTEM-0. That's 1-866-SYSTEM. And the number, 0.
My guest is Kevin Smith. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. We're going to go to some calls now. We've got a lot of people patiently waiting, so we're going to go now to Clint. Clint, hi. You're on Ground Zero with Kevin Smith. Go ahead.
Hey, Clyde. This is Clint. Hi. In Utah, I used to listen to you when you were here. Your show, I've heard some really good shows that I love. They rock.
Uh-huh.
And, Kevin, I want you to know, I just ran into Chase Gamey the other day at Rocks. It was a funny show.
Thank you.
I figured I'd better watch it because one of my exes said it was her theme movie, like Tour Life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and other than that, my question, just really simple, is, I was told that you play Silent Bob.
Yes, I play Silent Bob as well as Make the Flicks, I guess.
It was Nate in the movies. Oh, it rocks. Okay, just wanted to confirm that was real or true.
Just wanted to call up and say everything rocks?
Well, yeah, that too. Movies are some of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Well, awesome, they are great movies.
Yeah, most of them on DVD.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, bye.
Let's go to Brandon. Hi, Brandon. You're on Ground Zero with Kevin Smith.
Hey, I just have a few filmmaking questions for you, Kevin.
I don't know if I can answer him because I'm not a good filmmaker, but I'll give it a shot.
Oh, you're a wonderful filmmaker. And I'm trying to become one myself, and I'm finding the most difficult thing to do with getting them made is just finding financing. How did you get Clerks to even, get made, the amount of money you had?
Well, Clerks, we financed ourselves. We kind of financed a bunch of credit cards I had and sold off a comic book collection to pay for the credit card bills as they rolled in. I'd saved a little money from dropping out of film school. I attended the Vancouver Film School in British Columbia. It's like an 8-month program. And at that point, it was about $9,000, and I dropped that halfway through, and so I got $4,500 back, and that got pumped into the budget when we made the movie a few months later. But that's pretty much how I did it. I financed it primarily on credit cards because I really didn't have a lot of confidence in the material, not enough confidence to go out soliciting for investors. I'd read that Sam Raimi, when he was making Evil Dead, would go around to local doctors and dentists and say, hand them the script and be like, we're making a horror movie and for $5,000 you can be an investor in it. I didn't really feel like I could do that with Clerks because it was just like a 160-page script full of dick and fart jokes. So I didn't really feel like I could toss it to a dentist and hope he would understand. So it just seemed like financing on credit cards was the way to go. And that's usually the way I advocate for most people. If you really want to make a flick and you have the confidence in your script, finance it yourself. That way, if things work out and somebody picks up the flick, you don't have to share any of the back end with anybody, and the credit is largely due to you.
And what about admitting them into film festivals, and how difficult is that to do?
It's not that difficult. I mean, you can usually pick up now. I think you can pick up online submission forms from most of the major festivals. As to where to submit it to, I mean, there's the wealth of them out there. Of course, Sundance is the most obvious. The Toronto Film Festival is another great one. South by Southwest. I don't know how one goes about submitting a film to Cannes because somebody's always submitted it on our behalf. We've never had to do that ourselves. But there's any number of festivals.